What Will I Do Without You? By Sally Grindley. Winter was on its way. Jefferson Bear was fat and his fur wobbled more than ever. Shall we go for our walk? Asked Figgy Two Socks.
No time to walk, Figgy, said Jefferson Bear. I need to eat. I'm getting ready to hibernate.
What's hibernate? Asked Figgy.
Hibernate is what big brown bears do in the winter, said Jefferson Bear. It's when I go to sleep and don't wake up until spring.
But what will I do without you? Asked Figgy.
I'll be back before you know it, said Jefferson Bear.
I don't want you to go, sulked Figgy Two Socks. The air turned frosty.
Time for bed, yawned Jefferson Bear.
Don't go yet, said Figgy Two Socks.
I'm sorry, little friend. A big brown bear needs his sleep.
Jefferson Bear hugged her tight and disappeared into his cave. I'll miss you, JB, called Figgy. Next morning it was snowing. Figgy had never seen snow before. She ran to tell Jefferson Bear. JB, are you asleep yet? She called, and a rumbly snore echoed from deep inside his cave. Figgy kicked at the snow. What good is snow when your best friend isn't there to share it? Figgy's brothers were having a snowball fight. Can I play? Figgy Two Socks asked.
If you want, said Big Smutch.
Take this, said Floppy Lugs. Stop it, Figgy squealed. That hurts.
You wanted to play, they said, and ran off laughing.
You wouldn't do that if JB was here, she cried.
And then Figgy Two Socks had an idea.
All day long she pushed and patted the snow. All day long she rolled and scooped and shaped it. At last she found three black stones and a little twig. She stood back. Every time I look at my big white snow bear, I will think of JB, she said. Pow! Pow! Figgy Two Socks woke the next morning to find Big Smutch and Floppy Lugs pelting the snow bear. Stop it, she cried. Leave him alone.
Cry, baby,
called her brother, skipping away. And Figgy Two Socks felt very lonely and she sobbed a great big sob. And then she began to feel cross. If JB was her friend, how could he leave her for so long? Piff! She threw a snowball at the snow bear. Piff! And another, piff!
Hey, don't do that, you'll spoil it, called a voice. It was Hobtail the squirrel.
JB's not my friend anymore, said Figgy Two Socks.
Why not? Asked Hobtail.
He's not here when I need him.
But he needs his sleep, said Hobtail. And I need some help. I must find the nuts I buried in the autumn.
Hobtail pointed to places where she thought her food was hidden. And Figgy Two Socks dug through the snow and the earth.
One for you, she squealed every time she dug up a nut.
One for me, she squealed each time she dug a worm. And day after day, more snow fell. And Figgy Two Socks and Hobtail ran through the woods making patterns with their paw prints. They broke off icicles and watched them melt through their paws. And together they rebuilt the big white snow bear. At the end of each day, Figgy Two Socks went to see Big White Snow Bear.
I hope JB won't mind me having another friend, she said.
And little by little, the days grew warmer.
The snow bear is melting, cried Figgy. What's happening?
Spring is coming, said Hobtail.
Pow! Pow!
Suddenly, Big Smudge and Floppy Lugs appeared, and they clambered onto the snow bear and pushed.
Heave! Whoosh!
The head of a snow bear rolled down the hill.
Ouch, that hurt, growled a big voice, and Big Smudge and Floppy Lugs ran away.
And there was Jefferson Bear rubbing his nose.
That's a fine welcome back, he said.
JB, squealed Figgy. Oh, I've missed you so much. I built a snow bear to remind me of you, and I hope you don't mind.
Yes, said Jefferson Bear. I've made a new friend. This is Hobtail.
Jefferson Bear laughed. Slow down, Figgy. Let's all go for a walk and you can tell me just what you did. without me. The end.